We're going to go ahead and invite our dear brother Sheikh Muzaffar Haider from the United Kingdom for this week's headlines with a loud Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Brothers and sisters, respected elders, respected fellow Hausa students, I'd like you all to give a loud and boisterous salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. I won't be taking much of your time today, I just have a few headlines to share with you. The first of them, I have to say that a reminder to everybody, never ever to trust the enemy. Isn't it funny how the biggest genocidal maniacs out there, the systems of tyranny out there, are often handing out help to more unfortunate nations? Well, Israel insists that the near-expired vaccines rejected by the Palestinian Authority are perfectly sound, as Palestinian groups demand probe into deal. Bear in mind that there are people all across the world, whether in America or the Zionist entity of Israel, who are suffering, who don't have the vaccine themselves. Why the hell would Israel reach out a hand of generosity to the Palestinians, who they are actively working against and trying to kill and pushing them out of their houses and all the rest of it? A top evangelical leader warned that Israel could lose their support if Netanyahu is ousted. Well, Netanyahu is gone now, and I'd like to congratulate everybody for that. We had already said goodbye to him back when we said bye-bye, Bibi. Just 2 points about this. The enmity of the Zionist entity is not dependent on one political figure. It is a system of evil. If Benjamin Netanyahu goes, the system will replace him with somebody worse. It is unlikely also that the evangelical Christians, who are the biggest supporters of the Zionists, will stop funding them. The next headline is from RT. It says that US government considers at least some UFOs to be extraterrestrial and extra-dimensional. This is next Intel official. Now, this is a very interesting choice of words. They've gone from describing the UFOs as extraterrestrial to describing them as interdimensional or extra-dimensional. Why would they describe it in that way? What could this possibly have to do with jinns and demons and what we know of the existence of the creatures which exist in the other realm? It's a question. I'm going to leave it unanswered. A new study says that 4 times as many US soldiers and veterans died by suicide than in combat since 9/11. So that means if 100 US soldiers died in the battlefield, 400 of them died from suicide. What does this show us about the nature of the wars that they are waging and the psychological effects that it has on the soldiers, who know that they're not really fighting for any good cause? Now, a new era of the soft war has now begun. It's been reported that the US authorities have apparently seized the web domains of Iran's international media outlets, Press TV and Al Alam, along with the Yemeni TV channel Al Masira, along with run by the Houthi faction, an Iraqi Shia satellite channel, and others. So you might have noticed that when you go onto Press TV or some other of these websites, it comes up with an FBI logo and it says that this website has been seized. This is truly a new era that we've stepped into in regards to the soft war. Now, I'd just like to ask everybody a question. What happens when you're too afraid of being hit, so you don't speak out against the enemy, you don't expose the Zionists, and you basically take up a passive stance? Well, the answer is, you get hit anyway. That's the enemy. They're going to hit you whether you speak out against them or not. The question is, do we want to be hit while we are standing against them, or do we want to be hit while we are kneeling before them? Now, on the question of fear, a man has become incapable of feeling fear after having part of his brain surgically removed. I found this absolutely fascinating. And I wanted everybody to contemplate a moment. If we could bar a part of our brain, if we could stop fearing, how would that influence our decisions? Just imagine for a moment, if you could no longer fear, how would your day be? I'd like to end on a good note. Sayyid Raisi has won. It's our time now. I'd like to congratulate the people of Iran. Congratulations to all the revolutionaries. And congratulations to all freedom seekers across the world. Very, very quickly, there are people who are saying that this is the lowest voter turnout. And while that may be the case, we have to consider that this is because of COVID-19, number one. Number two, because of the enemy's propaganda. Number three, because of certain munafiqeen in the country, as well as outside. And number four, we have to recognize that many of the revolutionaries knew that Raisi is just going to win. There is no way that an Islah Talab is going to get in. And so many of us thought, why vote? So all of these things are just for us to take into consideration. Don't think that this was a low turnout and therefore it's not a good thing. No, it is a good thing, very, very good thing. And this is something that we should be celebrating, that despite all of these factors, we still had that turnout. Anyhow, it's our time now. Raisi, Sayyid Raisi, is famous for stamping out corruption. So inshallah, we hope and we pray that the corrupt elements inside and outside the country will be wiped out, and we will see those corrupt individuals fleeing like cockroaches, inshallah. وَصَلُّوا عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ